George Orwell famously said, "Serious sport is war minus the shooting." Well, today's soccer match between Germany and Greece meets that description. The two national teams meet in Gdansk, Poland, in the quarterfinals of the Euro Cup, the European Championship tournament that's played every 4 years. It's being called the Battle of the Eurozone, the Debt Derby, because Germany, of course, led the imposition of those strict austerity measures on Greece in exchange for what the Greeks saw as a humiliating European bailout. For Greek fans, this is a chance for revenge, at least on the soccer pitch. Marcus Walker is with the Wall Street Journal in Berlin. Marcus, what's the mood in Germany?
Well, I think the mood in Germany is one of concern about the football itself, because the Germans really, really want to win this tournament. That they're the co-favorite with Spain. And Greece are the underdog, but they're a very difficult underdog, and they have a reputation for winning games that they really shouldn't win. But the Germans are also very aware that for Greeks, this is more than just a sports match.
Well, and this is traditional, we understand, with the Germans. Now it's the debt crisis. But we understand that it's also invoking for Greeks memories of German occupation during World War II. And we understand that Germany has to deal with that with a lot of matches.
Absolutely. I mean, for all that Germany has changed and become a democracy and a good neighbor and so on, you know, it can't erase that history of two world wars, especially the second. And a lot of its neighbors still remember and have grievances about what happened. And that tends to translate into sport because, you know, in politics, things are reasonably amicable most of the time, despite the Euro crisis. You know, relations between European countries are much better than they've ever been, really. And so on the sports field, those rivalries get played out, sometimes in a friendly way, sometimes not so friendly.
Well, we're remembering, because you reminded us in your writing, that, you know, the Dutch and Germany have had a hostility because of occupation during World War II. And in 1988, when the Netherlands beat Germany, they had the traditional exchange of the jerseys, and yet the Dutch star used the German jersey, how to say it, inappropriately, let's just say. So tell us about some of the newspaper headlines, for instance. I mean, this debt crisis is so serious, and yet, you know, it's really being used in the papers on both sides.
Partly in jest, especially in the German papers, where they're making jokes about how, you know, Greece's next bankruptcy will be on the football pitch. On the Greek side, it is a little less jokey. They are looking for an opportunity to restore some national pride here. The Germans often have this problem because they're kind of the gorilla in the room in European sport or in European affairs. But some of those bilateral relations have actually improved. For example, the Dutch really, really used to... I mean, this used to be a massive grudge match whenever the Netherlands played Germany. But they played last week, and it was like an exhibition match. It was very friendly. But right now, it's Greece and Germany who are going to carry out this big grudge match at the tournament.
Well, a lot of countries are angry at German Chancellor Angela Merkel, though. I mean, we read that when the Irish were playing, there was a huge banner that read, "Angela Merkel thinks we're at work." You know, the fans were watching the soccer pitch.
Right.
You know, and you mentioned, you know, some of the headlines in Germany. One was, "Poor Greeks, we're going to drive you bust again." And I'm just thinking, as you said, it's sort of not funny on the Greek side. Is there a concern that some of these frustrations because of the austerity are going to, you know, lead to problems on the pitch?
I don't think politics will spill over onto the pitch. I think it's more the big audience on TV back home in Greece that will really, really want to put one over the Germans.
Well, and this is just after their presidential election. They expect to go to Germany and ask for the austerity deal to be renegotiated at least a bit. So there's a lot going on in Greece, a lot of emotions running high. What happens if they win?
If they win, they will certainly feel better about life and about where, you know, about the state of the country at the moment. But obviously, you know, the Greeks will know come Monday morning when they've finished celebrating all weekend that, you know, that they still have huge economic problems and financial problems to deal with. But I think if they manage to win, then over the next few days, they won't care about that. They'll celebrate and forget their problems.
But it may not sway Angela Merkel in the negotiations.
I don't think so.
Right. Marcus Walker with the Wall Street Journal in Berlin, talking about today's soccer match this afternoon between Germany and Greece in the Euro Cup in Poland. Marcus, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, up next, why is Julian Assange holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, and what might happen now? One asylum seeker once lived in an embassy for 15 years. That's in 30 seconds, here and now.